News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We haven't mentioned the election since the news headlines. That is what we're going to talk about, because we're joined in studio by Taoiseach Simon Coveney and by Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Thank you.
I'd say you're both relieved the starting gun is finally fired.
Oh, well, it's a bit like, and Jim will know this better than most, it's a bit like the before a game and the build-up to it. And but once you actually get started, it's everybody gets stuck in pretty quickly.
Well, let's talk about what the result of that game might be. Taoiseach, why should Leo Varadkar be Taoiseach?
Well, look, I mean, the Fine Gael proposition is to ask people to look forward. I mean, I think we can stand on our record in terms of building a really strong economy, getting people back to work, running budget surpluses now, having the money to be able to solve the big, big social problems that we still have. And we are on the way to solving, but it'll take more time. But I think, you know, there are other big questions too. The challenges that the country faces in the coming months and years. Who is best placed to deal with those, particularly on Brexit? We're only halfway in the context of the Brexit challenge for Ireland. We haven't yet got a new relationship in place with the UK, between the UK and the EU. And when you look at, for example, what Billy Kelleher is proposing to do in the European Parliament in the next few days, to vote against the withdrawal agreement, you would have to question what party and what team should be leading Ireland through the dangerous months ahead from a Brexit perspective. But it's about more than Brexit. It's about hopefully having the opportunity to use the benefits of a really strong economy to build a stronger, more balanced, fairer society, which is what Fine Gael wants to do in the future.
We'll come back to some of those issues, and I want to put that point, Jim, about Billy Kelleher to you in just a moment. But the same question, that the flip side of it to yourself, why should Micheál Martin be Taoiseach?
Well, the people have a choice as to which direction they want to see the country go in the next 5 years. They can continue with this Fine Gael-led administration, which has shown that there's really no commitment or desire to challenge and change the crises in health, housing and cost of living. And let's be clear about this, and the public should be clear about it. If Fine Gael is re-elected to lead the next government, there won't be any change. We'll still have Leo Varadkar, Simon Harris and Eoin Murphy running the areas that are most in need of change: health, housing and cost of living. And it is clear from their performance in that area that they have not stood up to the plate. They've not been able to deliver on them. The Taoiseach mentioned earlier on about why he wants people to look forward. And a lot of the Fine Gael message throughout this campaign will be look forward and also look back in criticism of Fianna Fáil. But the one word you don't hear Fine Gael talking about is let's look at the present. And the present is in dire need of change. Like, we can talk about Brexit, and, you know, I commend the Taoiseach for his work on Brexit, but that was a joint cooperation amongst all the political parties in this state. But the area where we really need new ideas in this country are the areas of health, housing and cost of living. And I regret to say the government has no ideas in respect to that as to how to deal with it in the future. And we've seen it from Minister Murphy. We've seen it from Minister Harris. They're very good at communicating. They're very good at tweeting. They're very good at marketing. But they don't have solutions to difficult problems.
Taoiseach, let me come back to you on that very briefly. Yeah. Has Billy Kelleher gone rogue?
No, Billy Kelleher hasn't gone rogue. Billy Kelleher has concerns about the issue, and we dealt with it on the Justice Committee, and the Minister will be very well aware of this in respect to the D'Souza case. And he's expressing the concerns that he has in respect to the D'Souza case and the issue that may arise in Northern Ireland after Brexit, which is the obligation, in effect, of people there who wish to identify as Irish to identify themselves as British.
Okay.
And that is a real issue.
But let's be clear. Against the Brexit.
Fianna Fáil are in favour of the deal that has been agreed, and the Taoiseach knows that.
But not all your members.
He's commended us in the past for the cooperation that has existed in respect to this issue, and we're in favour of it. And the Brexit deal is going to go through. Yeah, Billy's expressing some concerns he has.
I have commended Fianna Fáil for their support in the context of Brexit, and I think that's been important. Mm. But I also would ask people to reflect on who is best placed now to take on the next big challenges on Brexit, because they are big challenges, whether it's phishing, whether it's data, whether it's security issues, whether it's a new trade deal.
Absolutely, all big issues. What about Jim's point, though, about the present? Because that is the future. I'm not dismissing the importance of it, but about the present.
Well, I mean, people on trolleys are very much the present as well. But, you know, on housing, I mean, I'm a former housing minister. I was in that brief for a year. I was the one who put in place the Rebuilding Ireland plan, which Owen Murphy has built on since then. And in that period, over 3.5 years, we have increased housing output threefold. We've gone from about 7,000 houses being built in Ireland per year to building over 20,000 this year. This year, we will build more social houses in Ireland than any other year this century. It'll be 11,000 added to the social housing stock. So we are making significant progress on housing. It is not where it needs to be yet. There are many families that feel extraordinary pressure, particularly in the rental market. There are far too many people and too many families that are homeless today. That is something that the government is determined to resolve.
So if you acknowledge that there's failures there, why should someone vote for you if they're suffering the consequences of those failures?
Because we are moving the country in the right direction from a housing provision point of view. If you take my own city in Cork, you know, when I met management recently, they reminded me that it's only a relatively short number of years ago when Cork City Council built one social house in the year back in 2014. They currently have well over 1,000 under construction. So that is the pace of change and delivery, but it's not where it needs to be yet. The pressures on housing are significant on many people, added to by a growing population, which is linked to economic prosperity. But we will get to where we need to be. We've increased the number of houses in
bear
3 years.
In the next two years,
we will move towards building up to 40,000 houses per year. And that is where we need to be to solve this problem.
Jim, are Fianna Fáil going to stand up and say, we'll build loads of houses and build them cheaply?
Sorry, again, the tone is just talking about, we will do this, we will build in the future. Can we just look at the statistics? And I don't think it can be denied, and I suspect the tone still won't deny it. The government's record on housing is dismal. If you look at the rate of home ownership in Ireland now, it has plummeted under Fine Gael. It's now down at 67%. In 1991, it was at 82%. The EU average is 69%. Countries we look at as being sort of commendable social democratic countries have a much higher rate of home ownership than we have.
The EU average is 69% and we're 67%.
Sorry, the EU average is EU average is 69%.
And we're
67%, yeah.
Yeah, so we're about the EU average.
We're below it. We're considerably below
it. We're fairly close to the EU average.
We're below it, Kieran. Let's deal with the statistics here. But no matter what statistics we put
two percentage points below it.
It's meaningful to those people who are not in home ownership and when previous generations could expect to be in home ownership. But listen, in every election, health and housing are major issues. But in this election, it is particularly so. Like, if you look today, and I haven't finished, Tonsha. If you look today in the newspapers, you see a large ad from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association referring to the fact that in 2019, 118,000 people, patients, were treated on trolleys. Now, they're real people who were treated in hospitals in 2019 on a trolley. It's an extraordinary statistic. And already in 2020, we've had the 10 worst days ever. So no matter what the Taoiseach or Fine Gael say, they cannot get away from the fact that their record in health and housing is dismal. And if people want change on that, then they should vote for someone else. And I know Simon now is going to talk about the past.
No, I want to talk about it. Jim wants to talk about the party's record in government. And if you look at the last 3 years of Fine Gael in government, you will see significant increases in investment in healthcare. We've added an extra 2.8 billion euros to the health budget. If you look at the numbers in the health service, in terms of staffing, an extra 9,000.
Do you think someone on a trolley is lying there saying, thank God for that 2 billion?
No, but what I'm saying is that since we have been able to afford to invest heavily in healthcare, we have been doing that. The problem is that when we came into government 9 years ago, Ireland was bankrupt. It was a dark place economically. Families were under extraordinary strain. In the last 3 years of the Fianna Fáil's last government, 356,000 people lost their jobs. We had the IMF running the country.
And no one listening needs to be reminded of that. The economy is going gangbusters at the moment and the trolley crisis is getting worse.
But the point I want to make is that you don't turn around something as vast and as complex as a health service overnight. It takes sustained investment. When you have the kind of boom and bust cycle that we have recovered from over the last decade, It takes time to be able to afford to put the substantial resources into healthcare and housing provision that can solve the problems that we face. We are well underway to doing that. But I think people do need to understand where we've come from here, because when people talk about Fine Gael's record for the last 9 years, they're almost making the assumption that the economy has been in the state that it is today for all of that period. We have had to do extraordinary heavy lifting along with the Labour Party for the first number of years of that period. And it's really only in the last 3 or 4 years that we've been able to put the kind of resources into public services to fix them because of the extraordinary mistakes that Fianna Fáil made when they were last in government. And I think that is a context in which we now need to look forward, because in health and in housing, don't forget, in health, we have an agreed position across all parties on the approach to healthcare. What's needed now is reform and resources, and both of those will happen if Fine Gael can stay in government.
Jim, you wanted to come in there.
I just want to reply to that. If we were here in 2016, as I was before that general election, the exact same argument was being used by Fine Gael, that the reason why there are problems in health and housing is because of Fianna Fáil mismanagement. That didn't
and
even
since
work.
Then we've
that
did, the
I didn't interrupt you, Tosha. That didn't work in 2016. The people rejected it. But in 2011, it worked. It's certainly not going to work now. People are not going to buy this argument that you've been in government for 9 years and you're still trying to deal with the crisis that took place up to 2011. Remember that, in fact, it was Fianna Fáil that put in place a national recovery programme that you implemented and followed, in which 2/3 of which was done by us. To look forward. Most American presidents only get 8 years in government. This government has had 9 years in office. Like, if you can't engage in and achieve transformative change within 9 years, you really can't do it in politics. And that's why this country needs a change.
We
need a new government.
We are
we need a
non-Fine
Gael-led government.
About crime, because the Kinahan-Hutch feud has been rumbling on since about 2015. We've had developments in that over the last few days. We've got a kind of a spur of that feud, it looks like, ongoing and getting worse in Drogheda. Accusations from some quarters that Fine Gael were a bit slow and sluggish to deal with issues up around the border, around Queen Country, if we want to call it that. Like, for the Law and Order Party, have you dropped the ball?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we have added significant numbers to the Garda Force. We've given them significant resources. We have a new Garda Commissioner. We have a new Garda Reform Programme underway. But we do have, and the guards have, a huge challenge in dealing with what is extremely violent gangland crime. And we've been reminded of that in the last number of days, where it looks like a child has been potentially dismembered and you know, savagely killed. So gangland crime is a big challenge for An Garda Síochána. Any resources, any new legislation that the Garda Commissioner asks for or needs, he will get from a Fine Gael-led government. The guards have shown in the past that they can get on top of gangland crime. They've done that in Limerick in the past, and they now need to do it in parts of the country where communities are living in fear as a result of that gangland activity. So more Garda resources, and as I say, a government working closely with the Garda Commissioner to respond to these challenges is how they're going to be resolved.
We're almost out of time, but Jim, a final word on this issue.
Listen, the depravity involved in gangland crime is now reaching new levels. As the Tánaiste just said, a child was dismembered yesterday. You were just reported about somebody being found in a car in Drumcondra. Like, we really need to recognise that the areas that are being affected most by this are disadvantaged communities in the inner city. It took the government a long time to cop on to what it had to do in respect of the north inner city, the same in respect of Drogheda. We need to recognise that resources need to be concentrated on certain communities, and we need to also recognise that drugs are at the heart of this problem. And unless people, other than politicians, start recognising that they can't be funding a drug problem in this country, well, then we're not going to see change. People need to disown drugs and say we're not prepared to support that level of depravity and criminality in our society.
Jim O'Callaghan, Tánaiste Simon Coveney, thanks both of you very much for coming to this.
Thank you, Kieran.
This morning.
Thanks, Kieran.
Communities are living in fear as a result of that gangland activity. So more Garda resources. And as I say, a government working closely with the Garda Commissioner to respond to these challenges is how they're going to be resolved.
We're almost out of time, but Jim, a final word on this issue.
Listen, the depravity involved in gangland crime is now reaching new levels. As the Tánaiste just said, a young a child was dismembered yesterday. You were just reported about somebody being found in a car in Drumcondra. Like, we really need to recognise that the areas that are being affected most by this are disadvantaged communities in the inner city. It took the government a long time to cop on to what it had to do in respect of the north inner city, the same in respect of Drogheda. We need to recognise that resources need to be concentrated on certain communities, and we need to also recognise that drugs are at the heart of this problem. And unless people, other than politicians, start recognising that they can't be funding a drug problem in this country, well, then we're not going to see change. People need to disown drugs and say we're not prepared to support that level of depravity and criminality in our society.
Jim McCallaghan, Tánaiste, Simon Coveney, thanks both of you very much for coming into this.
Thank you, Ciarán.
This morning.
Thanks, Ciarán.